Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig Hazel, comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
We're back as a three-man pod after I was defamed last week in my absence.
Slagged off because you weren't here.
Slagged off, that is the unofficial word saying defamed. But there was a game week. Firstly, how did it go? Tom, Ash, in a word, quick.
Green arrow, baby.
Yeah?
Technically three words, but you know.
Did you get? Yeah, I got a green arrow. Not that
we did. Do you know what? We all got green arrows.
Did
which
we?
Is nice, which is a fucking rarity, isn't it?
It really is.
So,
but yeah,
lovely stuff. Lovely.
It was. It's not often we get green arrows. Although when you're down at the depths where I am, a green arrow isn't really that hard to come by. But it was a big FPL week. A lot of people back to form after a long time out, which is kind of one of the recurring themes. If this was an A level essay, that'd be one of our
themes. What's the recurring theme?
What's the recurring
back
theme?
In form.
Yeah, I think that'd be it. Legends back in form. Yeah. So have a quick, as we always do, look through some of the results, who's performed well, who hasn't, and some of the big headlines from fantasy football point of view. And obviously, look forward to next week later on where, there's blanks, guys.
Blanks, baby.
Blanks.
Blanks.
Back. Yeah, blankers.
Yeah,
that's a Street
massive.
Fighter character on it. Ash, to
it
you.
Was the green fella.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ash says yeah.
Yeah.
Ash says yeah.
Ash has got a photograph of him in his wallet.
What a blanker. You went straight, that's kind of your era of computer games though, Tom, so you can deal with that.
Yeah, so I used to smash Street Fighter. You haven't played Super Street Fighter. It's like it's the ultimate one.
Yeah, yeah.
Only if you're really good at Street Fighter, then you got to access Super Street Fighter. and Mega Mortal Kombat. There's loads
yeah,
of them.
I didn't like that one. What was the really rubbish one?
Streets of Rage?
No, that's great.
Yeah, brilliant.
No,
I was going to
say,
Killer
Instinct.
Don't slag off
that. No, what's Killer
that?
Instinct. That sounds like a
porno. When they turned into panthers and stuff?
Yeah.
What?
Right, so we are 2 minutes into the podcast.
No, sorry, we're going.
We're on panthers.
We're
going to
go. We're going to go through results. First off, Arsenal beat Hull 2-0 and start of our theme. Sanchez back.
Who said, don't get rid of Sanchez, keep him one more week against Hull? Who said that last week?
Everyone.
Incorrect.
Everyone did.
Big Tommy Teapot.
Yes, please. Yeah, I said, just leave him 1 week. And Ash was like, do you reckon Arsenal do him? I went, I don't know if we'll do him, but I think he'll play well.
Yeah.
1-0 me. That's going to be a recurring thing. I'm going to count how many times
I was literally about to say, is this a case where you've given me and Ash the notes of preparation that you've done, and you've got your own one where you can be smug throughout to go, Tom tip this. Do you have that, genuinely?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
We thought you might.
But it's all in the air, didn't it?
Have you noted all the times you weren't correct?
No, don't need to do that.
People don't remember that,
I'm
mate.
Sure they don't exist.
I don't care about
people
records,
don't,
mate. I'm a DJ.
People don't show...
so,
people don't show on, you the losing bets, Ash. But it was two for Sanchez. It was a bit lucky, in fairness, one of them, but it was two for Sanchez.
One of them, yeah.
He picked up a yellow card. I thought he was going to miss the penalty, and he didn't. And we said it before. We say it all the time. If you captain Sanchez every week instead of trying to pick a different one, you would be in a better league position than you are now. Fact.
Very true. Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
I don't know who you picked, but I speak for myself that it would be a fact.
Well, he is the top scoring guy on the game.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Yeah.
For the fifth week in a row, I changed my captain, forgot to save it.
Okay.
So I picked Ericsson, and it just never saves it.
Mm.
So it's been fucking Ericsson for the last 5 weeks in a row.
I mean, it's actually been Ericsson.
Yeah, it just keeps not changing. I keep changing it to somebody else.
Are you doing it at like 30 seconds too and then just sort of waiting?
I think I'm just doing it in the middle of the night and
it's
just
like
retarded.
Like having a danger wank, isn't it? you know the danger wank, the old, when you're like, you're just about to release and then you shout for your mum and then you wait and then as she comes in, you've got to finish before. You never heard about that?
Normally your mum helps.
Look at this guy. What's that?
Danger wank. You know
danger wank, don't you? Is it called a danger
wank?
Yeah,
I used to do it, but I used to shout Gylfie Sigurdsson just before, so it was roughly the same.
Did you?
So
fair play.
It's a similar situation. but yeah, so, man, oh, I even said the wrong name. I meant Christian Eriksen, not Gylfie Sigurdsson. I was looking at the wrong guy. Man United beat Watford 2-0. Mata and Martial with goals, but even little Domi Monaghan can't have those in it. Well, he might have Mata, actually, because they're like BFFs now.
They are, aren't they? Yeah, a little video of them on social media,
exactly.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Assist for Ibra,
but...
Couple of points.
What is the situation of Ibra? Like, whereabouts does he rank now for... Well, for us, so we'll look at his percentage as well, actually, but he was a must-have for a while, but is it... I don't know. Does anyone... Do you still have him, either of you?
No, got rid, mate. I only just got rid. The last transfer I did was getting rid of him.
Yeah, I've still got him.
Have you?
Yeah, because they've got a load... They've got a blank, and then they've got, like, another five really easy fixtures, so...
Yeah, and he does.
He's just so consistent. He just scores or gets an assist every week.
He does play 90 minutes. Yeah, that's true. He does, even if it's not like a blockbuster hat trick style Lukaku one. There are points there. He will play 90 minutes, which is
solid 5-6 points most weeks. Yeah, really.
That's it, isn't it? Did you put the old? Yeah, I know. We're just about to say the armband. You put it on Ericsson as you always do, as Ashley Ericsson Kansas. We knew that. Middlesbrough drew 0-0 with Everton in the most predictable scoreline of the week, I'd say.
Yeah.
They're back to what we said about them. Middlesbrough will keep clean sheets. I did think Everton might get through that, though. You thought Lukaku after his four-goal haul.
Lukaku, yeah. And there are people on Twitter calling him Blankaku already after one game. Just one game away to Middlesbrough, who very rarely concede a lot of goals. And people going, oh, bloody Blankaku, yeah. Oh, everyone jumped on the bandwagon because he scored four.
And it doesn't really work as a pun.
No, shit. Absolutely shit. But Everton decent at the back still. Like, I've got old Funes Mori, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I got Baines, and a few other people picked him up a few weeks ago.
Had some
but I think
clean sheets.
Yeah, because he had a few clean sheets and then scored a couple of weeks ago, didn't he? Mm. I wonder whether Coleman was really the one to have been picked.
Yeah, although, like Tom was saying, Funes Mori is my kind of... I put him in a blog last week, the week before, because he kind of... since Phil Jagielka passed away... Hashtag RIP Jags. Funes Mori's come in to be the starting Everton centre-back and he's only 4.7 million. So you're getting... I looked it up in Everton outside the top, you know, cliche top four. I think they've got the best defence in the league. He's 4.7 million. They keep clean sheets. So it was a good... getting 6 points for 4.6 million it was is pretty good. So I think he's quite a good pick, to be honest with you.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. You gave that advice a couple of weeks ago on a pod when I had the squiddly edits, the squits.
Yeah.
I listened and then I wildcarded and I went with that advice, your Funes Mori advice.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Yeah. Well, I often think about you when I'm sat on the toilet anyway. So.
And so just throw in Everton to that and.
Throw in. Yeah.
That's what happened. Stoke beat Crystal Palace 1-0 and it wasn't the man of the moment, Peter Crouch, who I did bring in actually. He's my third striker at the moment for 4.9 million because he's weirdly starting games, playing 90 minutes. It was Joe Allen who had a little flurry, didn't he, earlier in the season?
On a lot of benches. He's on the bench of my secret team, which had a fucking belter, and we will get to that shortly. But first sub on a lot of benches I saw Joe Allen.
And
which is a shame.
And the weird, obviously, mental FPL bonus point system that Joe Allen, a holding midfielder, scores the winner against Crystal Palace and only comes third in the bonus points.
Yeah, I know.
It's
crazy.
And the two people above him neither of them got the assist. It's all bizarre, isn't it?
No, it is strange, isn't it? I've seen a lot of people complaining
about
that.
Is it just me or is it growing in disdain towards the...
Yeah, you see a lot on Twitter because I look up at the FPL hashtag a lot. It is people complaining about the old BPS, as we like to call it.
We do.
In this room. In this room, yeah.
Do you have any more info on how it actually works, Ash?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a whole mixture of different things, isn't it? It takes into account how many passes they've completed and everything. It's like a mega metric, the same as we're talking about before, the same way that the points work in NFL. Like it calculates the number of yards you've run and how many yards passing completion you've done. Stuff like that in the NFL one. And that's how your score's made up. So you'd get like 59 points. Where in this, it's got the actual points people score are really low, like 6, say, you know, if you're a defender, you keep a clean sheet, it's 6 points. But then they've got this whole massive system in the background, which works out like to the tiniest detail.
If you get 1 point.
Yeah, like how much, yeah, exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, I think we touched upon it when Craig was in Australia, one of those pods. I remember we had like a bit of an in-depth talk about the bonus point system.
I was talking to it about Hobbit Man.
You were talking to Dom about it.
And that's what we were talking about on the pod when he was on.
Oh, was it when he was on? Right, okay. Yeah.
He was probably moaning about it. He loves that kind of shit.
He does, yeah. But, hates the app.
If it is like the NFL system, then I'm kind of all for that because
I wish they'd just changed it to that was just the way the points worked.
Yeah, it would make it a much more skilled discipline, wouldn't it? It would be difficult then. Because if you score a touchdown in an NFL game, there's like you can finish outside the top 5 scorers if someone just gets more yards and you just happen to run in a 5-yard touchdown. But
I think it's getting quite complicated as it is, FPL. The longer we do the pod, I mean, it just used to be a laugh for me and just a few mates at work. Now it's like life and death shit. I'm sweating of a Saturday. Incredible. Yeah, no. Let's leave it as it is.
Just goals and own goals.
Just goals, own goals.
You send in your bit of paper to the Telegraph. They deal with
Pop
it.
Pop it in the post. Yeah. What's wrong with post boxes? Send us a letter, please. I want to get a letter. I haven't had a letter for ages. The only letters I get are from fucking Herbie's Pizza. Go and come back to me. No, I don't want to.
Who the fuck are Herbie's? Why are you throwing in that now?
Herbie's Pizza?
It was Pizza really Go-Go good. For a while.
Really good. Actually, do you know what? Herbie's is better than Pizza Go-Go.
Much better.
Yeah. Do you like Herbie's?
I've only ever been there once.
Have you? You've been there? What's wrong with you? It's like a little shack in Slough. What's wrong with you? No, you don't go there. You get them to bring the pizza to you. See,
I understand.
You're doing it all wrong.
I only know Herbie's as a brand of jeans from when I was a child with a little man who smoked a spliff on it.
Really?
It's like Herbie's jeans. I wasn't allowed them because it promoted drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. So I bet you wanted them, didn't you? Can I have some Herbie's jeans? Of course you can't.
Yeah.
Promote drugs. Oh!
Yeah.
Go and play with your Bible. Right. See you later.
Go and smoke a joint. You can't have one. But no, I didn't have them. Anyway, Sunderland looked very much relegation fodder once again as Southampton battered them 4-0. And Mr. Gabby Adini, or as you boys branded him, what was it?
Ugly Pella.
Ugly
Pella, yeah. I think that was a tweeter or two referred to him as that, but I quite liked it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Ugly Pella. Bless him. But yeah, a couple of good... well, the second one was a good goal. Yeah. Nothing for Defoe as well. Which is...
And the ugly fella, Gabby Adini, is a big signing for Southampton, so he's definitely worth...
Massive, yeah.
...looking at.
I noticed someone who got an assist who I thought was fucking dead.
Who's that?
I thought he must have been deported when we Brexited. Tadic?
Oh, Tadic,
Tadic was...
I was watching that today and I thought, you used to fucking love Tadic.
Yeah.
You used to say the word Tadic about 12 times every pod a couple of years ago. You're going, do you know what? Tadic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to think you just like saying Tadic because it sounds like Todger.
Does it?
Not really, no. Tadpole. But yeah, I did think that. I saw him and I thought, actually...
He's had a quiet season, yeah. He's only on 65 points for the season. But great, Mr. Gabby Adini, he has got three goals in his two games. So it's...
How is he... When did he sign for the club? It was...
At the end of the window.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. So he's only had the two games, hasn't
he? That's what I mean. He's only had two games.
Okay.
So he scored one against West Ham. And he got two against Sunderland. But and obviously Charlie Austin is such an injury-prone nightmare. And I don't think, Ash has mentioned it before, where Southampton tend to, if you play 90 minutes, you don't the next week. And I think it's more because they don't quite trust Shane Long as a regular starter. And so I think Gabby Adini might be the answer to this. And he's only 6.5 million, 20 points in two games isn't bad.
Mental.
It's all right. So,
I think I was saying last week that he's a good buy, but they got such a shit run coming up. I think they've got a blank, then Watford, then Man United, Tottenham. No, then he'll probably pick up, but by the end of then, he probably would be on a 100 points.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, like we said last week, it's form over fixtures. So,
but
you can't really do anything if they've got a blank because they don't get anything. No matter how informed they are, they will get nothing. That's a fact.
And Southampton aren't really on form.
No, they're not.
No, he is. Individual form versus, club form equals points.
Do you remember what you said about it not being too complicated?
Yeah.
Well, you've got gone a beautiful mind on us and started writing shit on a chalkboard.
I was doing the hand signals as well, but that doesn't transfer over the radio waves.
That'll be in the outtake.
Yeah, that'll be in the outtake. The physical outtake.
Yeah.
West Ham drew 2-2 with West Brom.
Game of the week.
It sounds like actually a good game. Were you happy with that result, Ash, or not?
Before the game I would have been, and then... after 89 minutes, I wasn't.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I could work out? How McCauley got given that goal?
Because he's a fucking legend.
Yeah, but I
told you 6 weeks ago to put me in your team and captain him every week.
It wasn't... I've got him. I actually went with that, yeah. But, yeah, great points from him. But I don't know how that was his goal.
Yeah, he was...
I kept watching it. I was like, that's not him. It was Morrison, wasn't it? I thought it was Morrison. I thought, the FPL... website's fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's going to take like 6 points back off me. But it didn't, and it hasn't. Maybe got the last touch or something.
He was definitely on the pitch.
He was definitely on the pitch. He was involved in the game somewhere, yeah.
Oh, which...
Strange one.
Rewinding ages to the Arsenal game. You know the Sanchez mega punch goal?
Oh, yeah.
That everyone's been saying during the week, oh, well, that shows there has to be video replays.
Yeah.
But I think that's the perfect example why there shouldn't be. Because what's the answer? Like, if you go to the video replay, is it a goal or isn't it?
Well, yeah, that, I don't think that is the Sanchez Tiger uppercut, to bring it back to Street Fighter. I don't know that. I think you're right, because that is a judgment call.
Yeah. Well, it's like, the guy missed it, but even if they'd done a video replay, once you Hadouken it into the back of the net, like, it was, he was going for the kick, wasn't he? Yeah. And then his hand was just in regular kicking position.
He was just going for his
hand was in regular kicking position.
Yeah, like, he just used his hand. He wasn't like, he wasn't reaching out.
It was doing a sonic boom.
No, it wasn't.
He went for the spinning bird kick and he just 100 hand slapped it in.
Yeah,
exactly. And then it triggered off his hand from 6 inches away.
Without any gaming references, I think that isn't the time for video replay, because it's a judgment call of whether the hand's in an actual position, yada, yada, yada. It's only for, like, offside or not, or did it cross the line or not. If it's, like, a handball, is of whether that ref deems it being... You could Howard Webb often watches it, and they still disagree after watching our video.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, no, it's a judgment call.
I just say to everyone, just Chun, leave it out, all right? It's
definitely got to be the name of the episode.
Chung, leave it out. But West Brom, again, I'm glad I got rid of Rondon because he did fuck all. Shite.
But Macaulay,
and Carroll injured again. Andy Carroll.
Yeah.
He's just got a bit of a thigh strain. It's all right. He's just,
sprained a ponytail.
Yeah. When you're as amazing as him,
yeah,
it's hard to stay in one piece.
He didn't play at all, did he?
No, but emotionally.
No, he was there. He was involved. Yeah.
No, he wasn't even on the bench, so you can only presume it's an injury, or he's got locked in Kevin Nolan's spare room.
Or he's just down Weatherspoon shouting at women again.
Yeah. he might be there. Yeah, that is classic. Macaulay, goal, bonus point, the usual for a guy I don't have and haven't had all season. So the usual kind of jazz, as expected.
That's the one.
Perhaps the most surprising result, Liverpool batter Spurs 2-0.
It was up there. And second most surprising for me. I had Spurs dicking them.
We were saying last week that Liverpool would win this.
No, we didn't.
We did.
No.
Yeah. It's like classic Liverpool. They lose all the games against the shit teams, don't they?
Oh, really?
And then Spurs turn up.
Maybe you said that.
Yeah, perfect for them to kick, do on the counter attack. I didn't think it would be Mane that did it.
No.
He might be like my favourite player to watch, to be honest with you.
Really?
He's just phenomenal.
Should have scored about 5. He was on fucking fire.
How many points did he on? He's really inconsistent.
And a barnstormer.
I don't think he is that inconsistent. Obviously, he went away for AFCON. But he's on 132 points.
Yeah.
That's decent
for saying he's you know.
Where does he rank?
Blanked a couple of
weeks. He ranks fourth in the game for the midfielders, and obviously he had a few weeks off. He's just when he's on his game, he's unplayable. And Liverpool being so shite of late, he's going to be really important to them. I am very tempted to bring him in, to be honest with you.
Do you know what? There's a lot of Sanchez money flying about, and I'm sure we're going to have many questions about that.
Yeah.
But could be a decent shout.
Even just for 1 week.
Pocket a couple of mil. Yeah, even just for 1 week.
For the blank, yeah, exactly. I think I might have a look at that, to be honest with you. Happened. Liverpool back to form. Who knows how long it will last. Sunday games, Burnley drew 1-1 with Chelsea. Burnley's home record's insane.
But still a massive, massive shock, really. I didn't see that.
No.
I kept saying last week, I was like, don't see how Chelsea are really going to slip up. And obviously, you know, away at Burnley, a point, it's not the worst. But, I don't know. Barton, JB.
I know, an assist for Barton.
Barton did it again.
I tell you what, he's a couple of assists, isn't he?
And didn't he score a free kick?
The little sausage.
A few weeks ago, that was quite a while ago, wasn't it? His first game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah. But I'll tell you what, it's not... How much is Barton?
It's not that... I don't know.
Is he not 4.5?
Well, he's cheap for a midfielder, isn't he?
It's fodder, isn't it?
Oh, and if they're playing at home. Bench fodder, putting in for home games.
Yeah.
Not too bad at all, actually.
Might be worth it. It's one of them that you don't really want to do unless you're wildcarding. We've all wildcarded now, lads, haven't we? So, if you're listening, you haven't wildcarded, look at options like that.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Yeah, look at your life.
Cheap.
I will say, Burnley, it's a stat I saw, I can't remember if it was on Sky Sports, but they're, of their 30 points they've got this season, 29 have come at home and one point away from home this season. One point, one draw. So it's worth looking at. If you're looking at fixtures, if Burnley are away, they've got 1 point on the road all season. So that's a lot of losses. So it's worth looking at.
I tell you what, like Ash said, it's definitely worth you know, potentially having one on the bench and only playing him for a home game.
Yeah.
Someone like Barton, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad shout.
Probably the most predictable result, I think, of the weekend. You boys talked about it on air. I think it was doing the rounds on Twitter. I captained Guilfi, which you guys spoke about as well.
I captained Guilfi as well.
Swansea actually. Beating Leicester. Defenders ruled the day. Alfie Mawson, who was playing at Barnsley last year, and Martin Olsen, with the goal. Siggy did get an assist, in fairness. Missed out on bonus points, sadly. But Leicester, if you remember about, I can't remember if it was week 5 or 6, I said it then and we spoke about it, that Leicester were a real relegation possible.
We spoke about it last week and we said that at the start of the season, when they lost a couple, there was that big thing where putting money on them potentially going down, the champions going down, and the odds were almost as long as that time last year when that fella put that mental money on at 5,000 to 1 for them to fucking win.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's, I mean, if you did do that.
I mean, granted, I tipped them for relegation last season like a right cunt. But it was but this season I can be like,
Man, I can see him going down.
Yeah. And the talk of sacking Ranieri is mental.
Oh no, bless him. I love Ranieri. I said this last week as well. He's such a nice chap.
I think the only thing is if they were gonna sack him, get Pearson back in.
Yeah.
What?
Because basically, I think it looks a lot like Nigel Pearson got the ball rolling, and then Ranieri just turned up and just didn't fuck it up.
Yeah, but you have to take into account that Nigel Pearson is a massive dickhead.
And Ranieri's a lovely,
sort
of like a really nice, sort of great uncle.
Yeah, massively.
That you could imagine taking you swimming.
Yeah.
It's like a great uncle you could imagine taking you down to the championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with some Werther's originals.
Yeah. I'll take you down to the championship for a swim. I mean, is that a good impression of him? Or
it's a good impression of him.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going with that.
He is an American in prohibition, so it's really good.
He is. Mawson.
Yeah.
I captained him in my secret sausage team.
You did.
Fuck off! Did you know who Mawson was?
Of course I did. Stat boy, innit?
Yeah, as if you knew.
Little Willie Mawson.
Tell me his first name.
Alfie. Is it?
Yeah.
Ash has had to click on it to see.
It's Alfie Mawson. He played for Barnsley last year.
But yeah, so what it was I thought I want a Swansea defender in. I looked at his stats. He scored 3 goals in his last 7 games or 8 games or something. A little assist or two. And I thought, bang, stick him in. I'm so confident that Swansea were going to thump Leicester. That captained him in my secret sausage.
So confident you did it in your second team.
Well, yeah. Well, I wanted to bring this up. I mentioned it on Twitter and it caused quite a stir.
Yeah, bring it out now. Bring it out.
Well, I suggested the idea. Ash won't know this because Ash doesn't look at Twitter very often. But I suggested the idea of a sausage swap, a.k.a. your secret sausage becomes your official team. Now, it caused absolute uproar on social media.
Yeah,
I was called a cheat. I was called a liar. I was called a thief.
Yeah,
someone called
me sexy, which was nothing to do with that. I just tweeted a picture of myself. Someone called me a great father. Again, nothing to do with that. But
how you got Mawson. You're so obsessed with talking about your kid. You were like, more son. How can I get more son into this
son.
Tweet?
More son.
More the connection.
Son. Yes. That's what it was, yeah. But yeah, so I mean, I thought I'd approach, you know, the lads. Obviously, the gaff away is that, you know, the majority vote. If two people vote one thing, then motion carries. So what do you think? Secret? How do you feel about a sausage swap?
You can't do a sausage swap. It's mental.
No, is that mental?
Is it? I don't know. Of course not, because then you're not. No, what are you talking about?
Does that?
Well, no, you have to come up with a reason. You can't just go no. All flustered.
Well, yeah, because then at the end, because then next year,
my secret sausage is like 500.
If it shows the history of your where you finished each year,
well,
doesn't it?
That's
excellent
true.
Reason, Ash. Because I was just going to go with fuck off, mate.
Yeah. Can I just interject with a question? Is it mental or really too middle class if I stir my cocktail with a Ferrero Rocher?
Yeah, it's incredibly so, but I want to see you do it. He's actually going to do it. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm
going to
take a photo. Why not? Or should I just take a photo of your hands?
I've got some questions.
Okay.
One, I didn't know this was a cocktail event. What's the cocktail?
He's drinking, go on, what is it? I asked him what it was because it smelled like ginger beer, but it's
classic champagne cocktail. It's what it's called.
I'm just zooming in on that. There we go.
Okay. And then why have you got Ferrero Rocher? Christmas was ages ago.
Because, you know why? Because his missus is away and it's all he's got in the house. He went, yeah, Becky's away and I'm currently about to have a cocktail and eat some Ferrero Rocher. Do you want anything? I went, no, I'm fine.
Literally the only two things in the house.
Do you not cook, Ash? Yeah.
healthy.
Do you not cook?
I can't. You can't cook a cocktail, mate. Really.
Actually, because Max, the naked German who writes the blog,
yeah,
for us, his missus was away yesterday as well, so we had a romantic dinner last night, and I cooked steak.
Valentine's, you cooked steak.
I did some fillet steak.
Was he naked at that time, or
naked after? I tell you,
naked after. I tell
you. Did you do it on the radiator? Was that the ability, your cooking ability, just warming up steaks?
Oh, I see. I thought you meant do the sex on the radiator. No, surely steak. That's what you meant. No. We had sex after. Did you do it on the radiator? That's a strange thing. What? Absolute pervert. It's like, just tell me yes. Just tell me you did it on the radiator.
Mum.
Just before you're going to come.
Lads,
we were just talking about Leicester.
Yeah.
And every time we talk about Leicester, it then moves on to the biggest feature in British broadcasting. It's Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers?
Where is Wallers?
He's actually making an appearance for Leicester.
Holy shit.
With a ponytail. Picture of him on Instagram with a little ponytail, celebrating with.
He looks so happy.
His arm around someone. Well, I'd be.
He looks like a happy Andrei Lofsky, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think Wallers would kill him.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Don't mess with Wallers.
Don't mess with Wallers. There ain't nothing Wallers can't do. But yeah, so that is where Wallers is. As if he's getting a game, bless him.
I know.
Good on him.
A nice tattoo as well.
Good on you, Wallers. And then we've gone around it a lot, but obviously now we have to talk about the main man himself, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, so he played 13 minutes. He got injured. I was one of the people, one of the 200,000 odd people that brought him in.
It's funny because last week, you were here for, and I was there. Mm-hmm. I said, don't bring him in. I said, Tom.
You did, yes.
Don't bring him in.
But
and it took me 13 minutes to get pretty
I know, because he blanks in the next game week. But I thought, well, do you know what? I could always have one striker that's interchangeable. Get him in, get him out, get him in, get him out. So what I did was I brought him in. And, yeah, he died. He passed away, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But he should be resurrected by Easter, possibly.
I was actually using this week as a barometer for whether to bring him in or not.
Yeah. I'd say no, do you know what my problem is? I had to move a few. I had two free subs and I made two free transfers. And I made the one extra transfer, so 4 points, three changes. I brought him in, but I had exact money. And now I'm fucked because I can't bring in Lukaku because he's 9.2. So I can't bring in a more expensive striker. That sort of like crouch thing might be a good idea, or old ugly Pella. Yeah, it was a fucking mistake, I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, if he had played, I'm sure he would have scored.
Yeah.
At least I didn't put the armband on him.
Yeah, I know, a lot of people did. So 13 minutes, I had to laugh. It's small mercies. They're the only things keeping me sane in this league, or in the top 1,000, which is weirdly now what I seem to be aiming for, which seems as good a time as I need to come on to that, actually. So we'll have a quick look at the league, our top 10. A league, remember, you can still enter. So you can still enter our league. Tom always knows the pin because he's autistic.
Yes, correct. 4945-2085. Join the league. Bring all your points.
Or Ash is a genius, so you can just do what, Ash?
Thegafftext.com/pin.
Boom. Ooh, puts you straight in the league with a picture of Dimitri Payet, amusingly.
Oh, shit, it does. Yeah.
Oh, it does. We'll have to change that, won't we?
So someone asked me during the week, or I asked somebody whether they were in the league, and they said no, because it was quite the way through the season. But you bring your points with you, so if you're not in the league, still join, because you might come in, bam, at the top.
Yeah, and that would upset the people that I'm about to read their name out. The top 10 currently, in 10th place is Praveen Sindhu with 0. 9th place down is Stephen Barrett with Exeter Gently. In 8th place, make FPL great again, Francisco Fernandez, which sounds like, I think it sounds like a WWE wrestler, Francisco.
That's the guy who emailed us last week, Craig, but if you didn't listen to the episode, you won't bloody know that, will you?
Sorry, guys. Sorry, Francisco.
Yeah, apologise to him.
But you do sound
He was saying some lovely stuff about you in his email.
You do sound like a wrestler, and I like that.
He does.
Trappist Wonsayum Berhey in 7th. Harry Strouts, who was top of the league at one point this season.
Oh, Russell Strouts.
Yeah, he's down to 6th.
35-point week for Strouts, bloody hell.
Oh, yeah, that's low, isn't it? Eirik Baranda is in 5th place. Nissan Mohanen in 4th place. Mitch Maynard, BTSTU, he is in 3rd place. In 2nd place, Antarcticans FC, Hrishikesh Barad, and then top, Steve Cliff Pallett,
Good pallet.
His mediocre 11 leading the way, 71 points this week. So he just smashed it. That is a solid week. That top of the league.
Just a reminder that Clifty wrote that blog for us.
Yes,
that's still relevant now. So check it out on thegaffertapes.com. He wrote the blog covering Sanchez, the blanks, double game weeks, things like that. He obviously knows his biscuits.
Yeah, FBR-wise. He does know his biscuits.
Big time, big time. Now it's time to read out our positions, lads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ash, still the daddy of G-Wing, 603rd, 12-click wanker. You went up. Tom, Big T-Dog, people's champion, everyone's favourite, 863rd, 17-click. I went up. Craig, you went up as well. 958, 19 click. Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dom, D-Dog. 490th, little Dommy Mons. 9 click wanker. He's
beating everybody.
He is. He's loving it. And he's knocking around with fucking Juan Mata, you know, isn't he?
That's true. He is making
like doing keepy uppies and shit. Do you know what I mean? We're all on keepy uppies, mate. Some of us, you know, we're in an executive box with Lee Sharp, but you don't hear us talking about it on a national award-winning podcast. And then, finally, before we go to segment two, it is the second biggest feature in British radio. It is Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 845th. He's had a belter. Finally off that 900 spot. Tom Davis. Not for a Murder in Successville, 710th, just slowly getting worse and worse.
One of the Tom Davises, has had a meteoric fall.
He has.
It was like about 200th originally.
He sent us a really good email as well this week.
He started listening to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what it is. He's taken our... No, that's not true, because the tips we give out, very good. We just don't follow them ourselves.
No.
Yeah, correct.
That's very true.
Can we just say, just before we go to a break, I'd like to apologise to Ryan from Fantasy Yamaha for about 4 or 5 minutes ago for using his little Jesus joke that he used on Twitter. I used it. I said, he's injured, but he might come back at Easter. You two didn't laugh. If you'd have laughed, I'd have gone, that's one of Ryan's. It's the other way around. If you'd have laughed, I'd have gone, yeah, I made that up. And then, that was Ryan. But it's funny, written down.
Did the comedian inside you feel guilty for stealing it?
It really did. I kept trying to interject throughout just before the top 10. I kept wanting to go, oh, it's plagiarism.
What, because we didn't laugh, you felt the need to then credit him?
Yeah, sorry, yeah. If you had a laugh, that was mine. I wrote that shit. That shit this morning.
Coming up in part two, we're going to be going through, obviously, your Facebook tweets, all social media stuff, all the questions you have asked us, as well as a pretty special competition that Tom launched, I think, a few weeks ago. And obviously, in part three, we'll look ahead to the game week, which is, as you all know, a little bit shorter with some blanks, as well as Ash versus Craig. I can't remember if it's Craig versus Ash versus Craig. All I know is I'm winning. But all that is coming up.
6-0 now.
Is it?
It is.
Shit, how long have I been gone?
I actually can't remember what the score is.
Well, you were drew level last time, bastards.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Is it 6-0?
Okay. It was 6-5, wasn't it? Because you were away.
I mean, we're going to look that up whilst we go to a break, but all that's coming up in part two and three of the Gaffer Tapes.
That's right, gaffertapes.com, hashtag what you want. Yeah, gonna read out your mental diarrhea. That's right, on the pod, hashtag balls.
Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig.
Ah, amazing.
Hey.
That's not bad, is it?
It's got no jingles now, mate.
That was a user-submitted social media. I like hashtag balls comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. Hashtag balls. Yeah.
Balls out of nowhere. And the reason for that, obviously, is one, because this is the second part where we go through everything that you send in, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, etc. Secondly, because our Twitter song I don't want to say it went viral, but tweets for my tweets become a pretty household.
It's up there with that naked picture of Kim Kardashian with like a bum out and that. It broke the fucking internet.
I thought you were going to go with the tennis player scratching her ass. It's one of those, isn't it? It's up there. It's a household thing.
Essentially.
And Facebook didn't have one. And people went, like, no, gaffers, that's not good enough. And so they started to submit us ideas for jingles. And who was that from, Tom? Who was that social media one from?
Well, that was from at Jammy Jammy, James G on Twitter, who coincidentally is the winner of the Facebook jingle competition.
Well, Jammy Jammy.
That wasn't the Facebook jingle that he submitted that was a winner. No. We had some good ones.
I can't believe we actually had some. First of all, I can't remember that we've done a quiz and remembered the next week that we did it.
Oh, yeah.
And that people actually sent stuff in.
I know. Yeah.
It's all surprising.
Yeah. It was really good. Yeah, we had some submitted via email. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, tweeted this one. He said, to the Ghostbusters theme.
Oh, to the Gaffer Tapes theme.
To the Gaffer Tapes theme. Oh, imagine that.
You will lose.
Right, to the Ghostbusters theme. Who are you going to call? Facebookers. I ain't afraid of no posts.
That's
good. I like that because I can imagine saying that every week. I ain't afraid of no posts. That was good. We got one from James, mental email of the week, Doncaster. But I could listen to it on my Mac, but for some reason, none of us could listen to it. It's like it was able to listen to it once and then like self-destructed.
Ooh, my name's Tom and I've got a Mac.
That could be what happened.
But the winner, as we said, is the aforementioned Jammy Jammy on Twitter.
If you DM us your address, we'll send you stuff.
Yeah, we're going to send you some stuff.
Yeah, may or may not be a glitter bomb.
DM us and we'll DP you. So, sexual. Right, this is the winning effort in the Facebook jingle competition from Jammy Jammy. Please enjoy.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGaffertapes.
There we go.
That is amazing.
So do we have to learn that?
I think we'll just play it. We'll just play it every week, won't we? We'll be so blasé about it by the time we'll be like, come on. You know, we don't even think about it.
I kind of like the sassy way he goes, the Gaffer Tapes. I think it's quite sassy how he does it.
I love him. He's my new favourite person.
I like his use of the word mental.
Yeah. Yes.
And nutters.
I can imagine him singing it into his hairbrush and snapping his fingers quite sassily.
Yeah. With like just like his mum's pants on or something. And then she comes in and goes, what are you doing? Nothing. I'm doing something, Mum. I'm cleaning my room. Leave me alone. right, let's read. let's read some Facebooks out.
Let's do some Facebooks.
Because we ain't afraid of no posts.
We ain't afraid of no posts. Stop teasing him that he didn't win. Right, let's cherry pick a couple of them. Mm-hmm. So we did actually have one about remember we always talk about the Scandinavian domination of FPL?
Yes.
We got informed that the overall Andre Martinsen actually told us that the overall leader of the whole game is actually Norwegian as well.
Really?
So wow. it's not just us being dominated by Scandinavians. Yeah. That's another one of your sex dreams. and also said that the Norwegian King of Bournemouth could be a good shout for the next few rounds, Josh King. Asked for a Scandi special as well, but we're going to say no to that one, I think.
What's a Scandi special?
Well, it's not like a special move or anything. It's just asking us to do a Scandinavian special of the podcast, but I'm not sure exactly how.
What would that involve?
We could do that. What? We just put on Scandinavian accents. What's a Scandinavian accent?
I'd be well up for having a barbecue at Martinson's house.
Andre Martinson is wonderful, and he sent us loads of goodies a while back.
Yes, right.
He did. From his company. Yeah.
The only person that's ever sent us any post.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it genuinely was in a letter, in an envelope with a handwritten letter. It was wonderful.
Let us know what a Scandi special is, and we'll work it out. I thought it was like
a sexual act. Do you want a Scandi special?
Yeah, I think the first top of the Gaffer Tapes World Tour should be a barbecue around his house.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
With a load of Lurpak. That's Scandinavian, isn't it?
Is it?
Don't know.
Yeah, do you remember the little man from the Lurpak advert?
Oh, no, that doesn't sound very Scandinavian. It's another one.
No.
Oh, I've had a right tits up here. Anyway, Joshua King, as a midfielder, Norwegian midfielder, he's one of those midfielders who also doubles up as a striker, kind of. But
even when they got thumped, 6-3, he scored a couple of goals the other week.
Yeah, but he's way too inconsistent for a squad pick for me, I think, personally.
Not even for a squad pick?
Yeah, I wouldn't have him. I think there's better out there at cheap. You can get like a Matt Phillips or even a Lookman or Davies at Everton. Tom Davies at Everton, I think so. No, but good Facebook post. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Why is Can he message us in and say why are Scandinavians? Why is there so many of them?
Because I know we have spoken about this, but we always ask the person who's not technically Scandinavian. Almost
so
deliberately.
Message us.
Yeah, quit. Someone tell
competition
us why.
For next week. The best answer.
Best answer to why we have so many Scandinavian listeners
and people,
and
doing
people in our league smashing us all up.
There was about 3 million people doing FPL, and it's risen to 4 this season.
It's over 4 now. It's about 4.5.
Yeah, so it's all just Scandinavians. Is it like,
coming over here, stealing our FPL leagues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wonder if it's been mandated by the government.
Yeah, maybe. They love it.
Bloody Trump or something.
They're just happier. Yeah. Scandies are happier, so they're better at it.
Yeah,
they're happier
probably.
Than us. Anyway.
Yeah, more relaxed.
Elliot Levy, long-time listener, I believe. Facebook to us, your average metatarsal injury recovery time is about 2 months. So he makes the Sir Jesus look might rise at Easter after all.
He's nicked it from Yamar as well. You scumbag, Levy.
Thoughts on a replacement? So if you have just brought Jesus in and you're like, yes, and then he goes off after 13 minutes, what you gonna do?
Well, that's my sentiment exactly. Now, I think for someone like me, I have Sanchez and Jesus. Now, do I get rid of both of them? And I'd have a shitload of money to get a decent midfielder and any striker, top-end striker. But I'm going to hold on to Sanchez. I'm thinking I'm actually going to look potentially... Oh, no, see, they're blanking as well, Southampton, aren't they?
Gabbiadini, you were thinking.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, maybe...
What's he's Stoke? 9.3 million.
Oh, Tottenham. Sunderland, Everton. So Defoe or someone like that, it's not really going to happen,
it's
is
tough,
it?
Isn't it? The most likely price swap is bringing in Lukaku, but obviously nearly everyone has
not,
him.
It's like 0.7 mil difference now. Lukaku's 9.9 and Jesus is 9.2, but that's only going to go down now because he crocked for so long.
It's
a good question because it is a tricky one.
Could keep an eye on Carroll's injury because I don't think it's supposed to be that bad.
Really? Because Carroll, someone like that, definitely. I was looking at him before.
If he plays, sure. It is a tricky one because of the blanks. You can't just bring in who you would immediately think to bring in.
No, and he's such a funny price. And I've no money in the bank as well.
But have you got Costa?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people
Costa,
probably,
Kane and Jesus.
Because probably a lot of people got rid of Costa because you know he was going to go, wasn't he? He was going to leave.
Yeah, no, I kept him the whole time.
And then they had two red fixtures.
Mm.
But now they got a whole load of easy ones. He hasn't scored or taken a shot in like 19 years of football, but I reckon he's going to bounce back now. They've got some easy games.
19 years ago when he was a mere 42 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We haven't really answered you there, Elliot, because it's a good question, but we will. We will think about that and get it on Twitter as well. What else have we got questions-wise?
Paul Buchanan, should we do Paul Buchanan?
Yeah, Paul Buchanan's got a good one. I was going to say, I don't think we've had a message from Paul. I'm not sure. I always get that wrong, so apologies.
Yeah.
Are the blanks for Sanchez and Ibra the opportunity to break away from the template team, inverted commas? If so, who are the best big budget differential picks for the rest of the season?
Wow.
That has got Ash written all over
it. Big budget, he's used the word differential.
Yeah, he used inverted commas correctly. It's a grammatical hard-on.
Big budget differential. Do you know what? Daniel Sturridge. Big budget, massively differential.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do an office quote. I thought you were going to go, but you said you hate business talk, David.
I don't know. I mean, big budget. I don't know about big budget differential.
They kind of go against each other because obviously most people have them. But
Aguero now.
I was just about to say
might be the talk of the town.
He actually is the new equivalent of a big bud differential because he's fucking expensive and he's 17% picked. It's the lowest he's probably ever been.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it must be.
So that probably is it.
After a blank week, they've got Sunderland.
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah, one of the reasons why I was going to keep...
Every time they play
I was going to keep Jesus. Yeah. So,
but probably is the only one who would class a differential because the only other big budget ones are the likes of bringing in Vardy. Because he's 7.4% pit, but I don't know if this is a good stat. Apart from his hat trick against Man City, he hasn't scored a league goal since Liverpool in the fourth week of the season.
Wow, mental. That is mental.
There's a reason.
They're still in the Champions League, aren't they, Leicester?
We got
a tweet from someone to say that Leicester could potentially go further in the Champions League than Barcelona this year.
Yeah,
which
true.
Is absolutely true after last night.
Mental.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
The big bunch of differential thing is a bit of a problem because if you still want to spend big on the likes of Vardy or Sturridge, they're low percentage differential, great, but they are for a reason because
I'll tell you who else is a bit of a differential. He's blanking week 26, but another big budget differential, Rooney.
Yeah, but he can't, mate. That'd be terrible, though. He doesn't score points.
I think, oh, no,
well,
no.
What, and Sturridge does?
No,
you're thinking of the word suicide.
Suicide, yeah. Oh, that would be suicide.
Rooney doesn't
yeah.
even get minutes. I mean, you could take a gamble on someone like a Giroud when, but again, he's not getting games either. So tough. No. I think Aguero's the only actual option there. But good question, and one that will definitely
It's a tough question. Quite a specific question, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Somebody messaged in, I think it's a new person.
Yeah.
Sam Fisher messaged in saying, just Ash, please don't be too hard on Spurs.
Yeah. What's that?
You do have a lot of Spurs hate in you both, and Liverpool hate.
Yeah. No, I'm not bothered about Liverpool. I don't mind Liverpool.
Oh, we used to get shit all the time for slagging off Liverpool.
Well, you slagged off Arsenal the other day on the Gaffer Tapes Twitter, and we got blocked by someone. they went blocking, and then.
Aren't you?
Craig did reply and went, "We're 1/3 Arsenal fans." It was too late. He blocked us there by then.
What did you say about him?
I basically said, because you know everyone had those Wenger out banners.
Mm. Yeah.
And I said, to be fair, not everyone in the ground's holding Wenger out banners, but then it is hard to do that and hold a selfie stick at the same time. I think it was that one.
Yeah.
Or something. And then,
was that it?
Yeah.
That got you blocked.
Yeah.
I think it was that one.
It was that one, probably. But there's a lot of Arsenal hate that comes out from
Surely
Craig.
He can't be a listener.
That's because Arsenal fans are bellends, aren't they, though? Like, the whole...
Don't get me wrong, there is a good few, but, yeah, of course, the majority is very much, yeah, nowadays at the Emirates, it really is the sort of fair-weather fucking... What is it, the double scarf wearing?
Yeah, like, filming themselves...
I have to say every Arsenal fan I've ever met is a bellend.
Anyway, and like, Ash, your response is exactly what I said. They can't really listen to the podcast. They wouldn't be that easy.
No, you'd think. Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, but we did get that message. So apologies to him. He's not listening, but whatever. But yeah, some good face. Are there any other face ones in there? There was some really mental stuff about who would take on a Valentine's date, like a manager and stuff. It was all a bit weird.
Oh, really? Was that?
Oscar Bridgecastle said, which Premier League manager would you want to be your Valentine?
Wenger, just because I'd sit him down and go, look, this is what you're doing wrong, mate. All right, and he looks like he needs a good fucking meal.
You'd sit him down. I'm glad you said meal.
Yeah, he needs a good fucking. Do you know what I mean? Just needs to lighten up a bit, doesn't he? Just needs a bloody good orgasm. I think that's all it is. He's just backed up. He's so backed up that it's all gone inwards, and he's slowly being sucked out from his insides or something. I don't know.
If it was a night out, I'd have a night out with Klopp, I reckon.
He wear a wig, Klopp. I think we asked this before. He's got a fucking wig on, hasn't he?
No, he's had hair plugs.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
I think, yeah, Klopp and Bilic together would be
Bilic.
Good.
No, Bilic looks like a raper. He looks like an absolute danger. He looks like a real something wrong with him.
If we had just 6,000 or 7,000 more listeners, we'd be sued for that.
Really?
Yeah, almost certainly.
They'd be straight down the crowbar somewhere.
Wait, look, he looks... I'm not saying he is a raper. I'm not saying he does jump out, you know, like,
stop
do stuff
it.
And that. No.
It's his eyes, though, isn't it?
It's his eyes.
I would take...
Tweets.
Hold on.
What tweets have we had?
Wait. I would take...
Yeah.
Two.
Go on.
Yeah. I would take the Swansea manager.
Oh, okay.
Craig. His name is Paul Clement.
He's very boring, Paul Clement.
But I would then take the Southampton manager.
Oh, don't do this
who's
again.
Puyol.
Yeah. 20 quid,
please.
Puyol. Yeah, right. And then I would just get constantly them to just say each other's names and then we'd know.
Yeah, each other,
I thought that sounded like you were going to try and make them breed for a little while. I'll be honest with you.
It's because they do sort of sound like they're spoonerisms of each other, I think.
Spoonerisms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a spoonerism?
You know, when things sound the other way around, like if you said fucks biz instead of bucks fizz, that's a spoonerism.
Oh, I was going to say like the word Hannah, but that's the one that's spelt...
That's wrong. A palindrome.
Palindrome, that's the one. Should we do some tweets, boys?
Yeah, let's do some tweets.
In a section we like to call Tweets for my tweet.
Bold at me. Yeah.
We've got a tweet from Adam Hepp. Heppy. Yeah. Who hasn't tweeted us for ages. Heppy Shopper.
Hepatitis. Yeah.
He says, why does my team do better when I don't actually do anything? Dropped 60 places when I actually make changes. I like that because that's a very, very true...
It's a true
changes. If you made 15 changes and you got deducted 40 points...
Yeah.
Or whatevs. Maybe that's what he's doing wrong.
I was talking to a comedian mate a while ago, and he said he never touched his team because he was doing so much bloody TV work. I know loads of them, mate. And he said he was smashing it. But then that might have just been his excuse to say, God, I'm doing so much bloody TV work.
It might be. That does probably sound like your average comedian.
Absolutely. Bloody idiots. It's just a statement from Heppy.
That is
just
it. Nice Guardiola telling the truth.
Yeah. We've got a tweet from Nino. He said, it's me again, not tweeted in ages. Question for the pod is, thoughts on Snodgrass as an option? Is he nailed now? Hashtag FBO Ash. I've been looking at Snodders.
I'm guessing he's asking, is he nailed on as a starter for West Ham?
Yes.
Well, I assumed that's what he meant.
And he'd be taking free kicks.
Yeah.
Well, so you think he is a nailed on starter, even though, like, Lanzini, Fagulli both got a goal last week, didn't they?
He got the assist, didn't he?
Yeah, he's definitely going to play.
Snodcakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ash says no.
In fact, I transferred him in.
Snod gets the nod. So do it.
Snod gets the nod.
Yeah.
Got a tweet from @MaxPerkins. Said, decent fixture for Liverpool against Leicester, but would I be mad to pick Sturridge or Origi? Surely they'll score again.
This will be quick as well.
Surely they'll score again.
Yes, then no.
Yes, then no. What, Sturridge, Origi, no?
Are you mad? Yes. No.
Yeah. I know what he's thinking, though, because it's Leicester. It's Leicester are now potentially the team to pick against, like we were doing with Sunderland or Swansea earlier in the season.
They are.
And Liverpool at them, you know, coming off a big win against Spurs. It makes sense.
All of Liverpool points come in their midfield. That's where it all is. So I don't think, although it's definitely worth maybe looking at your Firmino, Mane and that, but I think avoid their strikers like the plague.
Yeah. One of them might score next week, but I mean, it'd just be so random.
Possibly. I mean, next season, if they manage to keep hold of that midfield, Klopp is definitely going to go out and buy a big striker. I think next season could be a great one for that front, but this season they're done for.
I predict next season we'll be talking about how West Ham signed Sturridge and how he's injured.
Almost certainly.
Tell you what.
My prediction for next season.
Should we, like when we did the whole Ben Teke to Stoke Swansea thing? Remember the Ben? Oh, was it Ben Teke to Swansea?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ben Teke.
He went to Palace. It wasn't far off.
We could start that rumour, couldn't we?
He will go to West Ham, so you can start loads
of rumours, mate.
Yeah.
I've started loads about you last week on the pod, mate. People think you were in a small island off Thailand eating women.
If it's true, it's not really a rumour.
Keep getting weird emails.
Yeah.
So no, not them. No Liverpool strikers.
No. Ed Brummer tweeted us and he mentioned that he wildcarded and Lukaku and Jesus are injured. I don't know if Lukaku is. I think that by the time they play, because obviously there's no game week this coming weekend.
Yeah.
Game week 26 is actually, you know, in, I don't know, 10
I saw some,
days
I'm pretty sure I saw a Ben Dinnery update where he was off to see a specialist, but he is absolutely expected to play in the next
game. Yeah, I think so. It's just one of those where he's gone yellow on the game and when it comes to it. Yeah, so don't worry, Brumhead. Yeah. Brumblebee.
If Ben Dinnery's saying it, then it's probably true.
Exactly.
He knows his shit. He knows his onions.
He knows his biscuits.
He does.
Should we do one final tweet? Sour Troubadour, he tweeted us the Shag, Marry, Kill tweet last week. He's done it again. He said, glad last week's question went so well. This week, Shag and Marry, Kill, Kelly Kapowski, Michelle Pfeiffer, brackets prime, Megan Fox. Now, if you don't follow us on Twitter, you're going to think that's quite a random three people to put together, but they are massive on the Gaffer Tapes Twitter @TheGafferTapes. Follow us up. There are three faves, aren't they? Well, mine and Craig's.
Yeah.
It's not a random, as you mentioned Kelly Kapowski every week.
Yeah. What do we think?
Is Michelle Pfeiffer? Hold the phone. Michelle Pfeiffer in Grease 2.
Yeah. That's prime. Prime Pfeiffer. Although, do you know what? I saw her in The Witches of Eastwick the other day. That might be even more prime.
No,
she might just
behave,
be.
Behave yourself.
Really? Yeah, she was good. She was good in
it's
Eastwick.
Easy,
yeah.
It's easy for me anyway. It's
go on.
It's Mary Kapowski.
Yeah.
Have a
Mary
a role.
Kapowski? Really?
Yeah, she's head cheerleader, mate. Wow. Marriage material. Yeah. Have a role in the hay with Miss Pfeiffer in her prime.
Yeah, and kill Megan Fox.
And kill Megan Fox.
No, she's on Mary
Pfeiffer.
Is
not killing Fox?
Yeah.
No, we're all killing Fox.
In this country, mate, it's illegal.
Hey, no. I was just going to make that joke. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah, that is pretty much
definitely.
It.
Definitely. No, I'd marry Pfeiffer because even into her old age, into her 50s, she still looks good. And I don't know if Kapowski would look good at 50. 50 plus.
She's got to be quite old now, isn't she?
What? Yeah. Should we knock it on 40 something?
40s, yeah.
What's her? Do you know her actual name?
Tiffany Amber Thaysen.
Jesus Christ.
I say Thaysen, he says Thaysen. It's different. Depends what country you're in. But yeah, there we go.
Tiffany
Amber.
Oh, you're googling it right up.
Yeah.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah. Just, that's just the name of strippers.
Yeah. But yeah, we did get a very briefly, just before we go, we got a mental email of the week from James Doncaster. It did accompany his Facebook jingle upload, but which, as I say, it doesn't really work. He says, please see attached, blah, blah, blah. He says, as a newly single man, I would encourage anyone to end all significant relationships to give complete attention to FPL. I've risen 140k in the last 2 weeks. That is mental. He is doing well. I looked at his team the other day. I'm signing up to be in, to do the Milton Keynes Marathon, and I'm excited to get my training going before the May the 1st run. Just a little update on his life. It's like a round robin, isn't it, from your mental nan? I know there's endless discussions on The Sopranos and Entourage on the recent pod. We never mentioned Entourage. I've never seen Entourage.
So annoyed with him.
But could you please give a comedy influences recommendations? My favourite are Partridge, Flight of the Conchords, The Office, and Tim Key.
Fair enough.
And then, yeah, okay.
Tim Key got himself in some right company there, didn't he?
He did, didn't he? I'd like all of those things as well.
I'd say if you like those things, my one big sitcom suggestion would be Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Yes, I fucking love that. Yeah,
which is
great.
Probably in amongst those somewhere and a bit of all of them. So Garth Marenghi's Dark Place is phenomenal.
It's one of my top five, actually, sitcoms of all time. Yeah. What I'd like to say is the Mighty Boosh, but the radio series. Before they went on TV, they did a radio series, and it's so fucking good. I know it might be, but that it is fucking brilliant.
It really was a hipster thing to say.
What about the TV show then?
Because Boosh, the TV show is very good.
It was all right, not as good as a radio show, mate. I was there before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was watching him in upstairs at the Camden Head, shit like that. But yeah, that's good. And at the moment, I like Workaholics.
I've seen all the Workaholics. It's good.
Yeah.
Oh no, watch. Oh, Rick and Morty.
Oh, Rick and Morty's phenomenal.
The best. It is the fucking best thing ever.
I've seen it.
Rick and Morty's an animated show. Comedy Central have actually bought it, so it's going to be coming. It's going to be getting shown in the UK. But Workaholics, Rick and Morty, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia—three brilliant American sitcoms. They're all
there. We go. Yeah, smashed it up.
Cool. We went well over there. Loads of questions from people and chats. That's all pretty good. I think that's pretty much it for part two, isn't it?
I think so, boys. Yeah.
In part three, obviously, we're going to look at the blanks and who we're going to be tipping for the next week with that in mind. And also a subscriber-suggested quiz, I believe, in the latest part of Ash versus Craig. So you've got all that to look forward to in a minute in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. Looking ahead, game week-wise, you know it's getting towards the end of the season because there's going to be blanks, there's going to be double game weeks, and it starts
there's
going
to be blanks.
Who was that to?
What was that?
I thought you'd have gone with Blank Streets Back. All right.
Oh, that would have been so much better.
Yeah. Sorry, we'll go again. Cut. We won't.
Yeah, cut.
We
won't. Again.
But yeah, blanks are here. And that's when... That separates the men from the boys, doesn't it? Double game weeks.
Big time. This is when shit starts getting real.
Yeah, people start throwing about triple captains. People start doing bench boosts. Because remember those chips, almost forgotten. Some of those people in the league above you have used them like idiots.
Chips. Yeah.
But we have chips. But we haven't. So we'll look ahead to the fixtures. So, fixtures-wise, what have we got? We have got... Chelsea at home to Swansea, which is all of a sudden a harder game than it was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, earlier in the season, that would have been a potential triple captain job.
Definitely.
Costa at home to Swansea, but not so much now.
I think Chelsea
will win, but...
It won't be easy. They look good at the moment. He got Manager of the Month, Paul Clement. Crystal Palace play Middlesbrough in what is almost certain to be less than two goals. Everton at home to Sunderland, that's a big... it's a tempting one for Lukaku.
Lukaku captain.
I think we'll see a lot.
Cheeky Coleman captain.
I tell you what. Yeah, I tell you what. Defender captains, as I say, when you know, obviously getting 30 points from Mawson last week in my main team. It does make me think a little defender captain is definitely
captain
worth
Coleman,
it.
One of them.
It's definitely worth a shout, I think.
But you could, I think Lukaku might be the most captained this week coming. Hull at home to Burnley, so one for the neutral for FPL, really. Now that Snodgrass has left them, West Brom at home to Bournemouth, Watford at home to West Ham. And then Sunday sees Spurs play Stoke, and Monday sees Leicester play Liverpool, which also both teams in bad form. But if Liverpool turn up against Spurs, that could be a rout as well. So looking at
what Liverpool
for Liverpool
against
Leicester look awful. Leicester look really, really bad.
It's really bad. Yeah, like we said. Yeah, you're definitely picking against anyone other than them.
But yeah, who are you? Who's sort of catching your eye then?
Me, Tommy's pick, Costa. Think he's going to return to form.
Yeah.
I think at home to Swansea, I think he's going to hit a bit of form again. I am. Yeah, I will be, because I can only play, unless I make 100 changes, I'm probably just going to stick to a 4-4-2 with Sanchez, Jesus and Wallers on the bench. two, essentially three players that, are blanking. So I've got Kane and Costa up front. I'm going to go probably Costa captain this week. So he's going to be my little pick.
Yeah.
What are you saying, boys?
I'm gonna probably sub out Sanchez for the week to bring in Mane, captain him, and then see what happens. But maybe swap him straight back out again.
Oh,
yeah,
that's quite
see,
a good
that's
one.
Not a bad shout.
So I'm gonna captain Mane against Leicester. I think midfield captain. Yeah, I just like that one. What about you, Ash?
Super Snodgrass, I reckon.
Yeah,
really.
Watford. If Carroll's back, we've got 2 weeks. Not going to be doing anything but chilling out, are they?
Fair enough. So,
yeah. I like all of those ideas.
Yeah.
I like
Captain Snodders.
Yeah, like Kane at home to Stoke, not a bad shout.
No, I don't have him, so it probably didn't spring to mind. But yeah, it's not a bad shout at all.
Oh, it's not a bad shout, is it?
I will obviously be captaining Ericsson regardless of what happens.
Of course. You'll be captaining Sony Ericsson because you can't...
You'll be danger wanking FPL.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
As the clock runs down. Yeah, I like that. Costa, Mane, and Snodgrass.
Done.
FPL for life.
Let's see. FPL for life.
FPL for life.
Let's see if that works. Boys, it's the return of the bloody quiz.
Oh.
We have to check, but I think it was 7-6 to Craig.
Me
I think
too,
Craig
mate.
Won the last one.
So what was the last
it
quiz?
Was it
was higher or lower, wasn't it?
It wasn't. It was Premier League strike.
Oh,
goals.
It was the golden boot. It was golden tits.
It was golden tits, and I did well.
It was golden boot, and you
tits.
Did really bad.
So 7-6.
7-6 to Craig.
Yeah.
I know it's close. Yeah, 7-6.
Always
right.
Close.
So,
but he should get deducted 10 points for being away every week.
Well, we did give you 1 point. Yeah, if he does it again, if he does it again, we'll...
I think if he does it again, to be fair, if he misses a week, episode, we'll just say it's a point to me.
Mm.
I automatically win, and he gets a gaffer tape tattoo.
Yeah, on his
cock. So
you realise I am here this week. For that conversation.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
That's true. Right, so we have another patron quiz.
Oh.
Oscar, at Footy From Afar, on the Twitters. He is a long-time listener, long-time contributor on social media.
He is
a patron of the podcast.
He's a gafferazzi.
He is, official gafferazzi. He went to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and donated and has given me a quiz.
Ooh.
Today.
Okay.
He came up with the title, and he was quite specific with it. You know, 8 out of 10 cats? More like 8 out of 10 caps.
Oh!
It's a hat-based quiz. No, it's...
That's quite exciting,
it's
then.
It's capped players. He said basically a higher or lower with capped players. So what I decided to do was I chose the top 10 strikers, and I'll do them in order from 1 down to 10, and I'll do top 10 midfielders so far this league, this season, Premier League-wise, FPL-wise, rather. So the top 10 scoring, okay? Does that make sense? Have I lost you already?
100%.
Well, thought when you said caps, it was going to do with appearances, but it's just...
No, it is. It's appearances, but at international level.
Right.
But what I've done is I've chosen the top 10. So I've just chosen them. Rather than picking random players, I'm going straight in at the top scoring, you know, striker, Ibrahimovic, and then we're going down.
Yeah.
And you have to say higher or lower.
And one of us, one of us does the midfielders this, one of us does the strikers.
One of you does the midfielders, one of you does the strikers. Got it. Okay, so, right, Cray, you're winning. So you can choose pack A or pack B.
I'm going to go for pack B.
You're midfielders, okay?
I wanted strikers, I'll be honest.
Did you? And I'm very aware that sometimes with this, there is a little bit of silence while they're doing the guessing. So what I've done is I've found on my computer, I found some of my really old one-liner jokes. I thought I could just read out some of my classic Tommy one-liners when I used to do one-liners at stand-up. So we'll just do that. While we're waiting,
if the
silence gets a little bit too much, I spent more time doing that than the actual quiz, to be honest.
Yeah,
finding me old jokes.
It's a big surprise. Before we start, on Patreon.
Yeah,
I noticed we're $5 away from our second. You know, of the little goals.
Yeah,
we reached our first one. $5 away from our second one.
Oh,
so somebody loved us.
Someone loves us out there. Yeah, Patreon.com/thegaffertapes.
Yes.
And you could invent a quiz like Oscar did. So, Craig, you chose pack B.
Yeah.
You can go first. Oh. We're talking caps.
Yeah, caps.
Top scoring FPL midfielder this year is Sanchez. How many caps has he got?
Jesus Christ, that's hard.
No, just testing. He has 106 caps.
Yeah.
Okay. Second, Eden Hazard. Is he higher or lower than 106 caps?
I mean, he must, just by his age, be lower.
He is lower. Okay, the third, Dele Alli. Oh, sorry, I have to give you how many Hazard got.
That'd
just
be
checking.
Good, yeah.
76.
Okay.
Sanchez was 106. Hazard, 76. Dele Alli, higher or lower than 76?
It's a lot of caps, isn't it, for Eden Hazard?
It is a lot.
Well, this one's quite easy for me, so this one is lower.
Okay. It's 15, Dele Alli, correct. Then next is the aforementioned Mane. Higher or lower than 15 caps?
That will be... It's got to be higher, otherwise what have they been doing? Yeah, it's higher.
It is higher, 42.
Oh, that's a tough number.
Yeah, it is tough, very tough. Next, Eriksen. He's the fifth highest scoring midfielder. Eriksen, higher or lower than 42 caps?
This
is a good point to tell a Tom Holmes joke now. I saw two monocles walking down the road holding hands the other day, and I thought, they're making a spectacle out of themselves. That's the best joke I ever wrote. They get progressively worse and worse down the list. Mane, 42. That was for Senegal. Eriksen, higher or lower than 42? What are we saying?
I think, even though they haven't been to as many major tournaments as Senegal have, I think it's going to be higher.
It is higher. 66 for Denmark.
Oh, okay.
Next up, Sigurdsson. Higher or lower than 66? Eriksen, 66. Denmark, higher or lower?
I think Sigurdsson's in his late 20s. He's one of those. I know Gudjonsson had well over 100 for them. I think Sigurdsson's going to be higher, 70-something.
Incorrect.
Ah!
Sigurdsson, 48 caps for Iceland. So Craig got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Is that it?
He got down to number 5, Eriksen. Okay, now that is beatable, Ash. That is beatable.
Well, they were quite... easy.
So yeah, I thought they were quite easy. They actually got easier from there. From Sigurdsson, you went to Firmino. 13 caps for Brazil.
Yeah, I got that.
Then to De Bruyne, up 50 caps for Belgium. Alan Banana, 29 caps for England. And then the number 10, Sterling, which was also 29 caps for England.
So I bet the first two people in the strikers are like the exact same age.
No, they're not actually. You right, Ash, are you ready?
Be easy.
You have to be 1, 2, 3, 4 correct answers, okay?
Okay.
Right, number one, Ibrahimovic. 116, yeah?
Yeah.
Caps for Sweden. Lukaku.
That's got to be less.
It is lower. It's 54 caps for Belgium.
That's still quite a lot.
Yeah.
54 caps for Belgium.
His age as well.
Next, Diego Costa. Higher or lower than 54 caps?
For Brazil.
Just what? How many times has he been capped?
Yeah, but so he switched nationalities, didn't he? Who does he play for now?
He did.
He plays for Spain, doesn't he?
Yeah. What I've done is I've added up his caps for Brazil and Spain. Yeah. Good. Well pointed out.
So, it's a difficult one. I'll go less, I guess.
It is less. It's 16 altogether. Yeah. 2 for Brazil and 14 for Spain. I was shocked at how little he's played in national football. Right, from Costa, 14 or 16 altogether. Jermaine Defoe, 4th top scoring FPL striker this year. Oh, shit. 16.
God, he can't have got many. But he has played for England, hasn't he? More?
It is. It's 55. Jermaine Defoe.
55 times?
55 and 19 goals.
What?
Man,
did you know that, Craig?
I know. He should have got more, really.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a surprise.
Right, from Defoe, 55, to Harry Kane.
Oh, it's got to be less.
It is less. It's 17. Right, if you get this one, you win. Harry Kane, 17. Number 6, Aguero, higher or lower than 17?
More. Oh, for fuck's
sake. 40-something.
Yeah, it is. It's 80.
Oh, 80. 80
caps
hell.
For Argentina. 33 goals. Let's see how far he goes. Aguero with 80 caps. And then number 7, Troy Deeney. Higher or lower than 80 caps?
I think, is it? Yeah, it's probably going to be quite a lot higher. But I'll risk it and say lower.
Correct. He has not got a sausage.
Oh, no.
Lad. Okay, then Deeney to Negredo.
Makes the next one a bit easier, doesn't it?
Well, it's got to be...
It does.
Up.
Or it could be equal. But, I mean, yeah.
Well, I'll say higher than or equal.
No, it's higher. It's 21. He had 21 caps for Spain and 10 goals.
Mm.
Negredo, that's mental. Okay, let's see if we can finish it off. Number 9, Rondon. Higher or lower than 21 Spanish caps for Negredo, higher or lower, Rondon.
Rondon's Colombian, isn't he?
No.
Where's he from?
He's Venezuelan.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Mm. Racist fail, yeah.
Bloody Venezuelan.
More.
It is 57. And finally, Llorente, 10th top FPL point scoring striker.
He did get a few.
Mm.
Still say lower.
It is 24 for Spain. And 5 for Basque Country, whatever the fuck that is.
That's, yeah, they don't count as caps, really.
No. But yeah, you did it. Well done. I didn't get to do any of my jokes.
No, I know.
Just one.
Yeah, just the one. Do you want to do one more? Pick one more.
I'll do one more. Guys, my brother's a closet homosexual. I caught him bumming Mr. Tumnus in Narnia. In the closet. And then I would have gone right in the wardrobe like that, just like a little topper. But there's better ones than that, but we'll leave that there.
7-0.
7-0. 7-0.
Could have picked any of the jokes, any of the whole list, but you went with that. But it is 7-0. I know I'm annoyed I didn't get that then, but that's going to annoy me.
Yeah, do you know what? If you'd have picked the other pack, if you just said A instead of B, you would have had an easier ride like Ash, I think.
I thought you might have been lazy and made midfielders A and strikers B, just because it's in that order.
No. Always thinking ahead.
I tried to Darren Brown you, but you Darren Brown me.
I did.
And that's not a Narnia reference again, because I know he is...
So
game week, I can't remember what game week it is, but game week 26 game
is upon 26 us. Well, it's not up. It's actually next week, isn't it? So there's no pod next week.
No,
we've covered it all,
and because Craig will be in Narnia
not doing that, but I will be
don't be homophobic. Fucking hell, mate. Alright, if you're off shagging lions in the cupboard, we don't care.
But I like the monocles gag, that was good. But let us know what you're going to do with your blank. Hashtag balls. Tweet us what you're going to do, and we can have a bit of discussion about that question asked on Facebook, the big money differential. Does that even make sense to you? I don't know. And who are you going to sit the captain's armband on? Is it going to be Lukaku? Is Costa going to make a comeback, as Tom suggested? Let us know what you're going to do. So you can email us, info@thegaffertapes.com. You can tweet us @thegaffertapes, or you can go on Facebook, @thegaffertapes, and chat to us. We are available on all three of those mediums.
Yes, man. Oh, and obviously, you know, if you want to give me a quiz to do, a fantastic quiz, go to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and give us a little donation. Get us up to the next milestone. You get a load of exclusive content.
Yeah.
Ranging from various different things. Yeah, they've had loads of stuff. The lucky little sausages. And get involved and, yeah, give me a quiz. Give me a quiz to do.
But other than that, that's about all we've got time for now. But anything from you, Ash? Any final words?
No. Apparently not.
No, good stuff. Well, that's all we've got time for on the Gaffer Tapes. So we'll see you next time. Thanks very much. And goodbye.
This is the Gaffer Tapes Facebook section. Pele did an advert, if you can't get an erection. Tom Holmes.